Good morning, I will say. For those who missed the musical background and interlude that we usually have during share, I think the tent probably is open if it's if it's of vital importance to be able to follow the share. But otherwise, if you can make do, we'll try to manage with this. Well, let's see the Ramban here, the beginning of the parsha on Pasuk Yud, Vayihi Rav Ba'aretz. So the pasuk of Vayi Rav Ba'aretz Vayer Ava Mitzrayim Elo Gur Shom Ki Chavid HaRav Ba'aretz. Rashi comments, Rav Ba'aretz Ba'osa Ha'aretz Levada. Meaning clearly, if the Torah would have omitted the word Ba'aretz and just would have said Vayihi Rav Vayer Ava Mitzrayim, we would have understood that the Ra'av existed in Eretz Canaan, because otherwise Avraham Avinu wouldn't be responding to it, right? So if Avraham Avinu is responding to it, it's understood that the Ra'av had taken hold wherever Avraham Avinu was. So what's added with Ba'aretz? That's what Rashi says. No, Ba'aretz says no. Ba'aretz ha'hi levada. Ba'irav Ba'aretz ba'osa ha'aretz levada. L'nasoso, this was one of the nisyonos. The Nasoso im Yaharher Achad Rav Shalakodesh Baruchu, Shomel Lech Zalat Kanan, the Achshav Masio, let's say Spimeno. That's Rashi's comment. What does the Ramban say? Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz, Hine Avram Yared Mitzrayim, Yared Limitzrayim, Mipneho Ra'av Logosham, Lahachios nafsho bimei habatzaras. V'hamitzvim oshkuo sochinam. It was totally unprovoked. What the mitzvim did to Avraham Avinu was totally unprovoked. Lakachas es ishto. V'hakadosh baruch hu nokam nikmasu b'negoim gedolim v'hotzio misham b'mikne b'chesef u'v'zahav. Begam tziva olav paro anoshim l'shalchem. Nirmaz elav, these events that actually occurred to Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu lived and lived through, provided a remez ki bonav yerdu Mitzrayim mipnei harav logo sham ba'aretz, that the impetus, the catalyst to going down to Mitzrayim would be a famine. V'hamitzvim yoreu lohem, again, gratuitously. V'yikhu mehem hanoshim kasha ome v'chol habas t'chayun. Right, so fascinating. The pshat in the posuk in Parsha Shmos of kol habein hayilod, hayo'ore tashlichu v'chol habas t'chayun. So we think the pshat is simply that Paro says my edict to kill the children only relates to the boys. It doesn't relate to the girls. And the Ramban is telling us no. Again, and the Ramban is telling us no. What Paro is saying is the gzera is both on the bonim and the bonos. The gzera on the bonim is hayora tashlichu, kill him. And the gzera on the bonos is take them. You'll take them and force them to be pilakshim, force them to be concubines. The Pnei Yerushalayim quotes a medrash that where Chazal say that. But Amu b'shmos Rabba, I'm reading the comment of the Pnei Yerushalayim here. But Amu b'shmos Rabba matzorach leparu lekayim abonos alakachu yomim nomis hazachorim v'nikach hanekevos lenoshim. And again, it's what prompts Chazal, what prompts the Ramban is clear. Because again, if Paro would have said kol haben hayilots, we would have understood that ben means son, it doesn't mean child, and we would have understood that he's only being gozer on the banim. So klal b'chala bas t'chayin is not an exception to the gzeira, but is rather a part of the gzeira. V'hamitzvim yareu lahem, again, back to the Ramban here, v'hamitzvim yareu lahem, v'yikhu mehem hanoshim kasher omer v'chal habas t'chayin. V'hakadosh baruch hu yinkom nikmosam bin negoim gedolim, ad sheyotziyem b'chesev v'zor v'tzon uvoka mikne kaved ma'od. And what's more, v'hechziku b'hem l'shalchem in arts, just as Paro sent people, bodyguards, to accompany Avraham Avinu, so too on when we left Mitzrayim, so we the Mitzrayim were with us to urge us to leave as quickly as possible. Lo nafal dover mikol ma'or ha'or shal yev avonim. What happened to Avraham Avinu, well, let's initially, albeit imprecisely, express it as foreshadowed everything that happened subsequently to his descendants. This is the Ramban here is following up on the famous Yisod that he introduced earlier. If you go back to Pasuk Vav on Vayavo Avim Ba'aretz, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, I will say. Vayavo Avim Ba'aretz Ad Mekom Shechem. Omer Lecha Klal, Tovin Oso B'chol HaParshios HaBaos. Here's the following principle that will allow one to understand and have the correct perspective on the ensuing parshios. B'inyan Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. This is a key to the Sefer Bereishis. V'hu inyan gadol, and kishel atzmo. Again, not just in terms of its importance in Parshanos, but just Kishela Atzmo, we're dealing with a very great and deep idea. His Kiru Rabosena Vadach Tzara. Chazal Kedarkam expressed something of major importance, something profound, in just a few words. V'omru Kol Mashi Ira La'ovos Simen Labonim. Whatever happened to the Avos is an indicator for future Jewish history. The lives of the Avos, and it's clear that the lives of the Avos, again, they not only foreshadowed the future course of Jewish history, but they established those patterns of Jewish history. V'lachen ya'arichu ha'ksuvim, and that's why the psukim describe in detail b'sipo ha'masos, where Avraham Avinu's itinerary, v'chafiras ha'be'eros, u'shar ha'mikrim, things which seem to us to be trivial. However, every one of these, again, not only foreshadows, but in a causative sense, create the patterns and chart the course of subsequent Jewish history. V'kulam bo'am l'lamed ala osid, ki kashe yavo ha-mikre l'novi mishlosha sa'ovos, when something transpires for a novi, in this case, any of the ovos, yizbonin mimenu, one can understand. It can be understood from those events, those happenings, hadava hanigza lova lazaro, what has been decreed for their their descendants. V'da, says the Ramban, continuing here in Yud Beis Vav, V'da ki kol gzeiras irin, any gzeira from the angelic realm, irin kadishin, any gzeira from the angelic realm, kasha teitze mikoach gzeira el poel demyon, when it moves from the realm of gzeira to the realm of figurative action, again, literal action, but action which is figurative, which prefigures. Tia ha'gzera miskayemes al kol ponim. What that means, l'chora, is I don't know, a little bit of what that means is the following, just to try to have some kind of superficial tfisa here. The gzeira comes from spiritual realm. When that gzeira is presented, when that gzeira is translated and embodied in an action in our physical realm, that finalizes, that locks in the gzeira. As kol zman that it hasn't been figuratively concretized in this realm, it remains in the higher spiritual realm of gzeira, and maybe can be averted, can be preempted. When the gzeira is figuratively concretized, what does it mean figuratively concretized? There's a gzeira that kiger yezaracha be'eretz lo lahem ve'inu osam va'avodim ve'inu osam avim me'ashana. That's a gzeira. It's figuratively concretized by Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim and being oppressed by Paro. That's a figurative concretization of the gzeira. That figurative concretization, the midah by which which one of the midahs with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs the world, which through which the Hanhogas Habriya happens, is when you have that type of figurative concretization in the life of a Navi through the actions of a Navi. So that, again, it brings the Gzeira into this world, as it were. And once the Gzeira descends, once the Gzeira is brought into this world, so then the Gzeira is clinched, the Gzeira is finalized, the Gzeira is locked in. Kikashik davida, that's what the Ramban says. Vida kiko gzeiras irin kashetetse mikoach gzeira el poal dimyon, right? It goes from potential to actual. Paul Dimion, but a figurative concretization. Tia hagzerim miskayemes al kolponim. And that, the Ramban says, is the key to understanding Nach as well, not just Chumash Breishis, but Nach as well. V'lochein yasu ha-neviyim maisim ha-nevuos. That's why when the Nevi'im receive a Nevu'ah about the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do things. K'mama Yirmiyahu sh'tziva l'saroyo, v'ya k'chaloscha likros ha-sefer hazeh tikshol of Evan v'shlachta otoch pras, v'amar t'kocha tishka bovel v'gomer. So what do you need that? What's the significance of that symbolic action? So the Ramban says, no, that's the Yisod. Hey, me madvarim. V'chein inyan Elisha b'hanicho zroa al ha-keshes, v'yome Elisha yirei v'yur, v'yome chetz tshua l'ashem, v'chetz tshua ba'aram. V'ne'er ma'asham b'yiksus v'olav isha lukim, v'yome l'hakos chomesh o'shesh ba'amim, ozi kisus aram ad kalei, v'ato shlosha p'sholosh ba'amim takes aram. Lefichach hechzeg HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'avon ba'aretz va'asa lo dimyonos. Again, dimyonos here in the sense of figurative parallels. What figuratively mirrors b'chol ha'asa lehe'asas b'zara v'harenza. So our Ramban here on Pasuk Yud is following through on that klal, right? That approach that the Ramban has. V'ha'inyan hazeh, back to our Ramban on Pasuk Yud, v'ha'inyan hazeh pershuhu b'beishas rabba, and again, here too, Chazal comment on this again, figurative concretization. V'ha'inyan hazeh pershu b'beishas rabba, v'pinchas b'shem Rabbi Yosha Amar, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu la'avram tzeu kvoshes haderech lifnei banecha. What you are doing is paving the way for your children. Ba'ata motze kol ma shekosav ba'avram kosav be'bonav. Ba'avram kosav ayi rav ba'aretz b'yisrael k'siv ki zesh nasayim arav v'kev aretz. Good. V'da ke'avram evinu chotach et gadol v'shgadah. Shehevi ishto hatzadeges b'michshol avon v'pnei pachto pen yahargu. V'hoyel oliftach v'ashem sheyatzil oso v'es ishto v'el kol asher lo v'es kol asher lo. Ki yesh belukim koch lazo l'hatzil. Gam b'yitziyosam in ha'oret shenitztava. Now, if this isn't enough, The Ramban is indicting Avraham Avinu for one chait. If that's not enough, the Ramban's not finished yet. Gam b'yitziyaso min ha'aretz shenitztava olehu v'tchila. So the Ramban understands punk fakert from Rashi. Mipnei ha'ro'av avon ha'shochata. Rashi says it was an isayon, and adrabi, it was Avraham Avinu passes an isayon with flying colors, that he's not Mahara Achamidosov, that he has to leave Eretz Canaan after he hasn't even had a chance to unpack his bags yet. And the Ramban says, no, Avraham Avinu was supposed to persevere and remain despite the Rav. Gam b'yitziyasam min ha'aretz shenitztava b'tchila b'nei ha'rav ovan ha'shochata. Ki ho elokim b'rav yiftenu mimavus. Well, Hamaisa Hazen Nigzar al Zaru Hagolz Beret from Sambi at Paro, Vimkoma Mishpat, Shoma Haresha Vache. Okay, so let's a couple of points here. What the first chait that the Ramban identifies here, Shehevi Ishta Atzadeg is Bemichshol Ovon, Mne Pachto Penya Harguhu. But a person is also supposed to make yishtadlus. If someone holds a gun and is aiming a gun, so should a person have a tachin? Yes, but he's also supposed to duck. He's not supposed to stand there and sing Elav Arechev Elav Asusim. He can sing it while he ducks, but the person's bechuyav to duck. So what's the Ramban's indictment of Avraham Avinu? The same kasha on the Biyitzeh Asam and Oretz. So the Pashas is as follows. If you turn ahead to Pashas Vayera for a moment, to Perek Yudches Pasuk Yudtes, Yudches Yudtes, Rabosai, in Vayera. Ki Yedaitiv, the Manashi Yitzav is one of his Beso Achrav, V'shamu Derech Hashem Lasso Stoko Mishpa, the Man Ovi Hashem Alavam, Esa Shedibe Olav. So Rashi already discusses what does key adaptive mean in this context. Rashi says, Loshon Chiba. To know means to love and cherish. The Ramban begins by quoting Rashi, offers another alternative, that maybe yedativ means gidaltiv or romantiv. But then he says, v'hanochon be'enai. Again, we're yud ches yud tes, and where the Ramban says, v'hanochon be'enai. If you have, take a look, Rav Osa. V'hanochon be'enai, shehi yediya bo mamash. No, yediya means, I know. Yirmoz, ki yediyas Hashem, Shehi hashkochoso ba'olam hashofel, he lishmor haklolim. Ramban says that yediya, by a person, the sort of yediya l'chud, and let's say protecting l'chud. Yediya is a person can be aware that someone's vulnerable, he knows it. But that doesn't imply that he's doing anything about it. There's yediya, and then there's the action. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yediya is gufa v'hashkocha. And the word is as follows. A person has to distinguish himself as a yachid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows him as a yachid. Kol zman that a person sort of just, I don't know, it goes with the flow. He responds to his instinctive drives. And in that sense, lives in a secular sense of the word, lives a natural existence. So he's not really an individual. He's just another instance of a klal, right? He's another, you know, in car production factories, the production line. So when Nissan makes their cars, so everyone rolls off the production line. It's a carbon copy of the one that preceded it. So as long as a person just sort of responds to his, I don't know, genetic predispositions, etc., there isn't anything, he's not really an individual. He's just an instance of a klal. And Mimele, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to him. Ki yediyas Hashem shehi hashkochoso ba'olam hashofel hi lishmo haklalim. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't relate to individual animals because they're not individuals. Right? The same way the car that comes off the production line in the factory, there's nothing individualistic about it. So Mamela, it's not an individual. It's just one instance of the klal, but there's nothing individual about that. And kol zman that a person doesn't really elevate himself, so he's no different. V'gam b'nei odem menuchem b'olim mikrim. Ad bo eis p'gudasam. Aval b'chasidav, who are totally yechidim. There's nothing, they don't just act in response. We're sort of a mixture, right? We're a little bit just an instance of a klal and a little bit of a yachid. Aval b'chasidav, who are entirely, they're yechidim. There's nothing about them which is a klal. There's nothing about them as, oh, you can just predict who they are by studying the laws of genetics. And they're just an instance of a klal. No, they're yechidim. Aval b'chasida, those who are chasidei elyon, yosem eilav libo, ladas oso b'frat. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you are yochid? So then I know you as a yochid. I don't just know you as an instance of the klal. I know you as a yochid. And therefore, how does that translate in terms of hashgacha? There's this constant shmira mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those chasidei elyon. So the Pashto says in our Ramban, but back to our Ramban on Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz, that what the Ramban is saying is that Avraham Avinu was Zoche to that Ki Yedaitiv. So for Avraham Avinu, it was the wrong thing to figure out, well, how am I going to avoid getting killed by Paro for being Sarah's husband? And how in the world am I going to keep body and soul together when there's such a dire famine in Eretz Yisrael? No, for those, most of us, who are not worthy for that yediyah as a yochid, so it's certainly not that dargo of it. So we are mechuyev to respond on that level. But Avraham Avinu isn't mechuyev. And if he isn't mechuyev, then for Avraham Avinu, it's a chasaron b'tochen. That is what the Ramban means. Now, heyos, assuming that that's the correct havana in the Ramban, so then something very, very interesting emerges here. The Hainu, it's true anyway, but it means that it's surfacing here as well. It's not anova, it's not correct anova, it's misplaced anova for a person not to have an accurate self perception. Meaning, it's not anova for Avraham Avinu to not recognize that he's on the receiving end of this special hashgacha of Ki Yedaita. The same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately Kavi Yochel is angered by Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal and Shlachna Biatishla, who am I? What am I? Another doesn't mean that a person doesn't have an accurate self perception. It means that he doesn't credit himself. It means that the need for amola v'yegia in tikkun amidas in Talmud Torah and everything notwithstanding, he recognizes that einod mavado. And that's why it's not kochi v'otzem yodi. But it's not that the person doesn't have an accurate self-perception. Let's say gedolim, who paskin shailas of life and death. So how do they do that? They have to recognize their place, their position. That doesn't intimate gaiva rachman letzlan. Adrav, it's a chiyuv. A talmud sheigia lahorav eno moreh is held accountable. It's the anova is the recognition of Einod Melvado, and that it's not Kochi Vautzim Yodi, it's everything Baruch Shalom gave me, it's all the opportunities, v'chulu v'chulu, that's their mindset. Well, so that becomes the pshat here in the Ramban. So what happened here? So the Ramban has two comments here in our pasuk. This is an example of Kol Ma She'ir Al Ovos Siman Labonim. the story of how the Ra'av precipitates Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim. And then B, the man says Vada. I once heard indirectly, I didn't hear this directly, that the Rav Zochan Levracha said, how is it possible for the Ramban to say such a thing? He's sitting here and he's being mevaker the mumim of Avraham Avinu. That was Avraham Avinu human? Absolutely. And as such, was he perfect? No. But that doesn't mean that we're in a position to recognize those imperfections, right? Moshe Rabbeinu did one chait. The chait is so dakizdik that we don't even know what the chait was. The Rachaim HaKadosh catalogs 10 different opinions as to what the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu was. So what does that show? There's 10 different opinions. It means the chait is so dakizdik that because Moshe Rabbeinu is in such a madrega. Was he perfect? No, he wasn't. He wasn't perfect. He did a chait. He wasn't perfect. He was human. But such a great human being and so beyond anyone else's madrega that we're not in a position to see the imperfections. How does the Ramban think, the Ramban, who again, alongside the Rambam, the greatest of the Rishonim, but Afal Fichay, see, he's in a position to, and again, this is Dakazdek, it's Bishkaga. He's not saying that this is a Bishkaga. But the emes is, the Pshat Ramban here is as follows, Rav Elsa. The Ramban doesn't have two different comments on this pasuk. It's not that the Ramban says, you know, I have two ha'oras that I want to share on this pasuk. Ha'ora number one is that, look, the whole story of Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim, mamish is, again, it figuratively concretizes the gzeira that later is implemented about our going down to Mitzrayim. That's comment number one. Comment number two, you should know, Avraham Avinu chatachet gado v'shkaga. No, it's one continuum in the Ramban. What precipitated our going down to Mitzrayim was chait. Achay noda adova. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I was Tameya all these years. Why are we deserving of this shibud? Why are we enslaved? Why are we suffering so much? Ach, I understand now the chait. So we went down to Mitzrayim because of our chait. Now, Heyosha Hadova Kain, since the events of Avraham Avinu, again, not only foreshadowed, but figuratively concretized that. So it must be that Avraham Avinu, there's also chait involved here. And that's how the Ramban knows. The Ramban says, I'm not indicting Avraham Avinu. Me ani umani to sit and say, Avraham Avinu was wrong in this. Avraham Avinu was wrong. No, but the klal of Kol Ma She'era La'ova Simin La'bonem is what tells me that there was chait here, because the story of Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim is anticipating, is mirroring, is paralleling the story of our going down to Mitzrayim. We go down to Mitzrayim as part of Onish V'Chait. There's Chait involved. It has to be the same thing here. What the Ramban said earlier, V'chol Habas Techayun, that comes as an Onish, again, for the Chait of Imino Achosiot. Here it's meaning, so the Maisa of Simon Labonim is, again, not only does it foreshadow, not only does it figuratively concretize, but it causes, it creates, it's causative. It's causative. We are going to suffer in Mitzrayim because of the chait of Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim. Now, but the pshat is as follows. What does that mean, that we're guiltless and we're only suffering because of Avraham Avinu? So what it means is like this. If you take a look at the Ramban in Sefer Bamidbar and Parsha Shlach, in Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Yud Zayin, so Moshe Rabbeinu's mispal of Ato Yigdal No Koach Hashem Kasher Dibarto Lemor Hashem Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed Nosei Oven V'Fesha V'Nake Lo Yenake Poked Avon Ovos Albonim Ashileshim Balibayim Snachna Lavonim Mazet. So Moshe Rabbeinu is cherry picking here, right? He's referencing the Yud Gimel Midos, but very selectively. So the Ramban explains why he omits some of the Midos and invokes others. So specifically, in terms of the Poked Avon Ovos Albonim, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu is imploring for Rachmanas. I don't know, Poged Avon Ovos Albonim is a Midas Adin, right? That not only are the Ovos punished for their Chatoim, but the Bonim are as well. So why invoke that when Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for a Midas Rachmanas? So Ramban says, extraordinary. With his care, again reading from the Ramban here in Parsha Shlach, with his care, poket oven ovos loma sheim yira shelo limchol avonim. Moshe Ben is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's too much for me to ask to have their sin just outright forgiven, if it's too much for me to ask that there should be an amnesty, so then I'll call upon him, Ribono Shel Olam, activate, let the governing midah be Yifkod Oven Ovos Al Bneihem Ule Erech Hapayim Yikachem Umizeh Hoyesah Hagzeru Likbo Olam Bechil Adoros Balayla Zeh Ki Pokar Avonam Al Zarem. Ramban gives an extraordinary havona in the midah Poked Oven Ovos Al Bneihem. Poked Oven Ovos Al Bneihem is a midas harachmanas. It's not a midas hadin. Here's the mashal. Let's say it's nigzar that someone's going to get 100 lashes. 100 lashes. If you'll give him those 100 lashes in a concentrated fashion, bozeh chazeh, itachin, it'll kill him. If it doesn't kill him, it may do permanent damage. If he'll be gozer, no, he'll get one lash every week and will spread it out over the course of a week. So that's not a midas hadin, or he's going to be punished for 100 weeks. That's a midas harachmanas to dole it out in doses that won't overwhelm, that are tolerable and endurable. Poked Oven Ovos Al Bneihem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give the full onesh to the others. Because if the full onesh would be given to the others, it's like giving the 100 makis for Zeh Chazeh. It would kill him. Poked Oven Ovos Al Bneihem means, to explain, to try to understand a little bit more. Let's say a person, I don't know, starts a business or is a melech. So the person wants, he can't live forever. But, you know, on one level, a person's children and grandchildren are his nitzchias on one level. And it's something that a person emotionally feels. People, it's human nature is to feel that emotionally, experientially. A person's children, his grandchildren, that's his nitzchias. If you tell this person that the business he founded in the days of his, maybe it will be his son, maybe it will be his grandson, maybe his great-grandson is going to collapse, it's a patch to him. That is a patch to him. That's something which punishes the person. You tell the melech that the malchus will not continue indefinitely the dori doros amongst his descendants, but in a generation or two or three, it will end. That's an onesh for the father. Now, the midah of poget avonos al banim is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu only imposes it upon the banim when they're independently guilty. Right? Look at the Ramban's example, right? From the famous Medrash, Vayifko Amba Laila Hu, Atem Bechisem Bechiyo Shalchinam, Ani Ekba Lachem Bechiyo Ledoros. It doesn't mean that hundreds of years later, when we were totally innocent and guiltless, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the Churban HaBayis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an onesh for the bonim and says, as a midas rachmanis, it's going to be ola lachan u lachan. Because the taka affects the bonim and the ovos. So poget oven ovos al bonim is a midas harachmanis. It's a midas hachesed. It's not a midas adin of double punishment, adrava. It's a midas hachesed, a midas harachmanis, that one onesh is ola lachan u lachan. Instead of giving the Dor HaMidbar the full brunt of the onesh, which is something they could not have endured, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'll be manish you by being manish your children, which is an onesh. But even that onesh is only come when the children are independently deserving of it. That same relationship is over here. We went down to Mitzrayim because of our own chatoim. We're not suffering only because of Avraham Avinu's chatoim. Later in the parasha, the Ramban has Sarah Imenu's chait. We're not suffering only because of that. But the word is, in order for the Maisa Mash Koma She'era of Avos, Simin Labonim, again, the Avos, they created and caused these patterns of history. So that being the case, that's how the Ramban knows that Avraham Avinu chata chait gadol. That's how the Ramban knows it. It's not something that the Ramban feels, you know, that he has a perch to be able to scrutinize the others and identify their chatan. No, the klal of komash er la others similar bonim, that what the others did is causative, so and figuratively concretizes. So Avraham Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim. There's chait involved in that. The same way when we go down to Mitzrayim, there's chait involved in that. Ochei no da adava. The Lashon Hara of Yosef about the brothers' sin for Yosef, and subsequently. Yeah, okay, maybe we'll stop here for today. Okay, everyone, be well. I good Shabbos, I will say. Yes, Yehuda.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Is Rebbe saying that part of what we went down to Mitzrayim was also because of Poket Avon Avos Al Banim?
The Ramban says, Al Hamaisa Hazen Nigzar Al Zaro Hagolas. It's not literally the identical midah, because that midah is only that midah. One second. in the context of Pogiat Avinos Abanim, so it's Al Bnei Banim Al Shileishim Vali Beim. It's only for a few generations. And what the Ramban is talking about, the Ramban is also not talking about it totally literally. And it's the same. It's me'ain that midah, the sort of two versions of that midah. There's one midah, you know, where it's only for a few generations, and there's one midah where it's even longer. So we're not literally talking about that. But neither is the Ramban and Pasha Shlach.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Yeah, David.
According to what Rabbi's saying, so how does it explain the Ramban says that Almaisa Zeh Nigzar Alzaro? It sounds like that just from the Chid of Avram Avinu is when the Gzera of Galus Mitzrayim is coming from.
It is the same way the Ramban and Pasha Shlach tells us that because of the Dor HaMidbar and Vayifkon Balayla Hu, it was Nigzar that the night of Tisha B'Av there would be Bechiyah L'Doros. But let's follow through on that, Marshall. But just as there, that Onesh for the Dor HaMidbar, that Gezerah precipitated by the Dor HaMidbar only materializes when L'doros, there's independent reason for that Bechia. So the same thing over here.
Is this a, I guess what I'm asking, is this a problem of Bechira Chavshis now?
So in general, the question is in general, so how does this Yesod of the Ramban, so how does it not, again, it's not the Ramban, it's Chazal, as the Ramban points out. How does this not encroach upon Bechir Chavshis? So if you take a look in one of the English posthumously published volumes from the Rav, Abraham's Journey, about Avraham Avinu, so he talks about that question and has a really extraordinary and beautiful, brilliant and beautiful answer. And the tamtzis of it is the following. So we know that in Torah, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, which means that a posuk can and really does lend itself to two equally valid, albeit different interpretations. Right? Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Beshamai thinks B'shach b'chov kumecha means that when you say Kriya Shema in the morning, you have to stand up. And when you say Kriya Shema at night, you have to lie down. The pasuk means that also. Basil says no, it does not mean that. So those are equally valid understandings of the pasuk. Says the Rav that Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim is not only a principle in parshanus of a pasuk. It's not only in parshanus of a mishnah. Why a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But Eil Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim can be in a gzera also. You can have a gzera, but what that gzera means and how it's mekuyam, it lends itself to Eil Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. So he illustrates with the example of the Akedah. He says, there's a gzera that Avraham Avinu should sacrifice Yitzchak. He says, that gzera, the Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim of that Gzeira is that Gzeira could mean what we think would be Pshuto Gemashma, that the Akedah would actually have happened in Vayikas Esa Machel Es V'Shachat Es Beno. Or that can be Mekuyam in the sense that Avraham Avinu, in his readiness and willingness to carry out the Akedah, The Rambam says this in the Mora. In order for Avraham Avinu to carry out the Akedah, he had to sacrifice his love for Yitzchak. It's not humanly possible for a father with the full effect of paternal love for a child. He just cannot do it. It's impossible to pick up the machalas. The only way he can willingly do it is if he's makriv his love. So that's also a kiyum of a halei usham la'ola. So that's the example. So that's what the Rav says. That's every gezeira, which was nigzar. So the Ramban says it in the form that it actually happened. But every gezeira could have translated differently in light of the principle of El El Devil Kimchain. You should read it. It's mamish mamish yisodus thing.
Okay.
Call to Rebbe. We'll say.
Rebbe, thank you. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Ask a quick question. Yeah, Jared.
If I may, this is from a few days ago. I'm sure Rebbe spoke about the Chazaka Grua Benonis in Alunta, and I want, where was that from?
The Nesivas. Call Amigo.
What?
The Nesivas. Call Amigo. And Simon Pei Bez and Choshen Mishpah.
Thank you. Shabbos.
Quick question.
Yeah, please.
I guess I was wondering. I don't know if the avera that the Ramban said that Avram did, if it would make sense to say that it, there was like something similar to that, and like what Bnei Israel did, that they were both. If it, I guess like one was like a siman on the other, if there was like a similar type of avera also.
Yeah, I don't know. It's clear from the Ramban that the avera is going to Mitzrayim. Meaning the same way in Vayifko and Balayla Hu, their Avera consisted of a Bechir Shalchinam, so the Onesh is a Bechir Ladoras, meaning the symmetry is between the Avera and the Onesh. So the Bechir Shalchinam is the Avera, the Onesh is the Bechir Ladoras. That's how the Ramban knows that the Avera is going down to Mitzrayim, needlessly, gratuitously, as a lack of betochan, and the onesh is having to go down to Mitzrayim and enter Shibud. So the Ramban is clearly, he's looking for the alignment is between Avram Avinu's Avera and the onesh al Habonim, but whether or not that there's, you know, whether or not the Chatorim align, I don't know.
Okay. I thought maybe Rebbe was mentioning that somehow Chait was aligned because, like Moshe says, Achay Noda Davar. That
I don't know if that's the same Chait. I don't know if that's the same. Okay. That was just to illustrate that, dude. That again, it's not that it's Nigza because of Avraham Avinu's Chait, even though we were, you know, Tzaddik and Gemurah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Thank you.